From Capital Broadcasting Company, this is WRAL, Out and About. I am your host, Kathy Hanrahan. This is a podcast about bringing people together across the triangle, obviously from a safe distance. And today, we're going to be chatting with the folks from Il Palio. And this is an amazing restaurant. It's so delicious. And I cannot wait till I can go and dine in there. But until then, there are other options available. And we're going to be chatting with them about how they've been dealing with the pandemic and just getting us ready and, you know, for when we can go back in there and dine. So I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Anthony and Adam. Okay, guys, I am here chatting with the folks from Il Palio, Anthony and Adam. So how are you guys doing today?
Doing as great as we can be.
Are you 6 feet apart?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. Making sure you guys are safe. So that's the sad thing about your industry and my industry is that most of the time we can't work from home. So how are you guys handling this whole pandemic and everything that's going on?
Well, I think you're exactly right. It's a struggle for us in the hospitality industry because we are so touchy-feely and we're so used to being the positive energy in people's lives that it's, you know, it's when the world is hurting, it's hard for us to not be hurting as well and continue to put on a great performance for our audience. And so I think the biggest piece that I put together was making sure that the staff and the ownership group we're all on the same page and that we were all understanding that safety is a key priority and taking care of our associates financially and taking care of our associates emotionally and physically. And so that's as the management director for the property, that's where I focused. And I just turned over to Adam to be great and come up with a plan for the dining component as we knew we were going to go to curbside only. You know, what great magic does he have in his bag? Because Adam has a great toolbox, a great magic bag, a great ability to be creative. And so that's where Adam and Annabelle, our restaurant manager, just put together some really great things.
So, yeah, I guess before I even get to the food part, I think the biggest struggle that I had on my end after Anthony set the building up for success in this new world was teaching our associates how to say no. Nobody really knew how to do that around here. We were so used to saying yes to everything that we had to figure out new ways to guide guests to the experience that they're not even guests anymore, customers to the experience that we do have to offer. So the one thing I found that I started to concentrate on in the last week with our dinner takeout menu is a kind of Little Italy family style, a Little Italy style menu of those comfort foods that everybody knows and loves from every Italian restaurant around or American style Italian restaurant. But just doing them in an elevated fashion in the Il Palio way so that they really stand out, but give people those dishes that they kind of are craving right now to make them feel good.
So Anthony, you were talking about, you know, the property. What challenges did you guys face with this whole situation with having to shut down things? Like, how are hotels? I mean, that's got to be a whole nother level of just, like, how do you navigate that?
Well, it was one of the most difficult plans that we had to put together in my 30-year career because we had no reference guide to go off of. And this is unprecedented. So I've been through 9/11, I've been through 2008, 2009, and nothing was as global and immediately impacting as the COVID-19. So what we first did is assessed, should we stay open or should we close? And we ran it through the factors of our associates or family. You know, every local business, I think one of the biggest differences in local business, in addition to the money coming back to our community, is the love we have for our community. And since we're a local hotel, even though we're attached to the Marriott franchise, we're locally owned and operated, and our restaurant is locally owned and operated, was how do we take care of our family? And so we immediately put the plan together with them in mind first. And then once we realized, yes, we should stay open for them. Yes, we can stay open and come up with some creative ways to keep the ship afloat. It was, how do we do that? And that's where we just turned to our leadership in the hotel and to the restaurant of coming up with great plans to making sure the guests are safe. And so our entire hotel team is now focused on cleaning surfaces. So the front office, it's usually checking in guests, making dinner reservations, connecting them to the community, are now the leaders and trained in surface cleaning and disinfecting. And so every shift, four times a shift, elevator buttons are wiped down and disinfected, door handles are wiped down, every common surface area is wiped down, and we're really getting great at making sure that when a guest does arrive, that they're in a very safe space. First was our associates, making sure they're safe. Secondly, training them to make sure they're aware of what we're dealing with and how to keep it out of the building and what to do if it comes in the building. And then it was, let's take care of each other. So we discovered a great app called Beekeeper, and we're still opening this app up and getting it to work. And this week is the first week that we're really going to see the power in it. It's like a social connector for a company. And so with Beekeeper, we're able to connect and send messaging out. We have one of the gals in sales doing word searches and crossword puzzles and jokes of the day and information updating on what we're doing and what's happening. And all the associates can chat like a private Facebook group, as well as private chat messages. And they're all saved for the safety of making sure they all know it's transparent and we shouldn't be inappropriate in this environment. But we are alone together. And so when our associates aren't working, we want them to be able to stay connected to us. The associates that are working, we want to make sure that they're getting the right messaging.
The Out and About podcast will be right back. We are back with more from the folks from Il Palio.
One of the scariest things is the shelter in place. We had so many workers terrified of coming to work and getting pulled over by the police. And it really brought to light how scared our community is of getting pulled over. And I didn't realize that was a concern for our associates. And so we spent a lot of time last week and this weekend letting them know that our law enforcement are delicately handling the situation. And they're not looking to aggressively arrest or pull people over. They're trusting that they're in their car going to an essential purpose and they're not going to pull you over.
So are you considered a essential place?
We are. The hotel as well as the restaurant are both essential. As a responsibility to us, we aren't marketing or are looking to grow a leisure market right now. We're not saying, hey, come and have a great time at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and drive to us. What we're opening and marketing ourselves to is the medical community that, you know, for those that have family members that work in the hospital, if they get into a quarantine situation, it may not be best for them to go home. It may be best to go to a hotel for 14 days, to not bring it into the house. And so we're working really hard with the medical centers to make sure that they know that we have the proper chemicals and we've been properly trained to disinfect and keep the building safe, and we may be a great place for self-quarantine. We have room delivery where we can deliver it to your door. We can't come in anymore with room service, but we can deliver it to your door. And you have laundry facilities and we're able to process your linen each day and disinfect each day for you. So that's where we've turned our focus on the hotel side of things.
So, Adam, what can you tell me about what you guys are doing restaurant-wise, since you've had to kind of pivot to the whole curbside? It didn't seem like you guys, I mean, the restaurant is such a great dine-in location. What type of changes? I know you've got that whole Little Italy family dinner going. What else is out there?
We are working on a video cooking class or a live chat cooking class that we haven't quite figured out, but we will be selling dinner kits, and then I'll get online with you at a specific time and the whole group, and we'll put the whole dinner kit together and we'll see where that goes. We just started talking about an Easter to go. So we are not, it's not generally our way of being, this whole takeout thing, but we, like Anthony said, our top two priorities are our associates and our community. And as long as we can do it safely, we want to continue to be here for both of them.
It sounds amazing. You guys are doing great work out there. If people want to order curbside, or do they go to the website? Do they call in?
Yeah, they just go to apollio.com or siennahotel.com, and both the menus are all just curbside. So that we've taken down every menu that could confuse you. That is our old dining room. That was tough to take those down. and just be a curbside restaurant. That was painful. But if you go to our website, and then for the webcast, our Instagram Live, what Adam was talking about, I'm really excited about that opportunity. So in addition to the prepared meal, the family style meals that Adam has put together already, and they are doing really well and people are enjoying, what we want to sell is pasta. We're basic cooking coming together. So it's not an advanced cooking class by any means. It's Adam is going to create these great pasta balls for you to roll out at the house along with us, and have a jar of sauce for you to assemble and put together at your house. And so you're going to be able to have fun with your family or a loved one that you're sheltered in place with, and cook your meal, but have it fresh ingredients that were made that morning. And then to have, Adam Rose live in your kitchen with you to ask questions of my orecchiette isn't coming out correctly. How do you do the thumbprint again? Can you show me? Anthony's just asked the question of showing the thumbprint again. So I'm going to show you the thumbprint for the orecchiette pasta. And we want to really come together in that community and bring the audience into our kitchen and us into their kitchen. And then Annabelle, our wine sommelier and restaurant manager, is doing wine tastings as well in the same format, where you can come by and pick up a bottle of wine with us, or just follow along and listen to her tasting notes, but have a virtual tasting and talk about the tasting notes. And so we hope people will pick up a bottle of wine with the pasta kit. We're making it very affordable. It's not about the profit. It's about coming together. And we hope that we're able to bring some happiness and joy to the families and the community to cook in their kitchens.
It sounds like so much fun. I just can't wait to try it. Like, it sounds amazing. I can't wait to go and get a pasta kit and just, drink some wine. And it just sounds amazing. I'm excited about the whole interactive element. I think that's something that people will really enjoy, because we just, we need to feel like we're together, even though we're at a distance.
Absolutely.
It's that sense of community. That's why we like to dine out. That's why we like to, get out. That's my whole job. So
food brings people together. It always has.
And it always will. I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing. Thank you so much for appearing on the Out and About podcast.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So this has been the Out and About podcast, a production of the CBC Podcast Network. If you like what you heard, definitely give us a review, share with your friends, follow us on all platforms, on social media, WRAL, Out and About. Have a fantastic rest of your day, guys.